Church. Welcome, everyone. We are so delighted to have you here, and what a special blessing we have in store for you this evening. We are very thankful for those of you from our congregation who have brought friends and others, and if there's anything that I might be able to do for you, my name is David Vance, and I'm a minister, and many other people here would be happy to help you or show you around if you need. We would like to ask you to refrain from flash photography during the performance and so forth, but I would like to begin our time with an invocation of prayer. So let's all pray together. Gracious Father, you are great and greatly to be praised, and as the God who has ordained singing, and the God who has promised to inhabit the praises of his people, we pray that you would take pleasure tonight also, and that you would be pleased to be among us to bless these sweet words to our very souls. We pray that you would be honored and glorified, and that we should all rejoice that we were here tonight to take place and to take part in such sweet praises of your name. We pray that you would bless these singers and all those who are helping and accompanying and chaperoning them with a good trip, but with safety, with much encouragement and joy in their journey. And we pray that in all these things, in our lives, would be to your glory through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for such a warm, friendly welcome to this church. It's our pleasure to sing for you tonight. I trust that each of you got a copy of our program. There are going to be a couple of pieces that are in Latin, and so unless you're fluent in Latin, you might want to refer to our program. Our theme this season is blessing, and there are about three different types of blessings or definitions for blessing that we can touch on tonight. The two main ones are the blessings that God gives to us, any gift that God gives to us. We're going to explore the wide bounds of all the gifts that God gives us. And after our intermission, the pieces that we'll be performing then have to do with our blessing God. So God gives us a blessing, and then we turn around and give him a blessing back. And so you can see on our cover, beautifully designed by one of our bases in the top row up there, hands are receiving blessings from God, and then they turn around and return blessings to God in praise and thanksgiving to him. So as we've begun tonight, we had a processional and an opening blessing that was a blessing of peace on all of you. And at the end of our concert, we'll have another blessing to make an archway in our program. So we'll end with the Lord bless you and keep you. And then in between those two types of blessings. Our next section is in Latin, Onata Lux, and our point of rejoicing there is the blessing of God inviting us into his family, inviting us to take part in the mystical body of Christ, which has a number of meanings there. So that's what we're singing about in our next piece, and followed by the wonderful setting, the blessing of Simeon, as Jesus is presented in the temple. And Simeon sees the salvation of the Son of God, the salvation that's given to us by his Son, and also the glory and the light that are also blessings that God gives us through the birth of his Son. And then we close this particular setting with the Beatitude, blessed is the man, from Psalms 1, 2, and 3. So, join us as we explore the blessings that Christ gives to us.
Thank you.
so much. Some very rich blessings that we get from that. Actually, the last one, we could call it a beatitude of sorts. Blessed is a man from Psalm 1. And next, we're going to do some legit beatitudes. Last May, quite a number in the current choir were in northern Galilee, and we stood on a mountain. That's traditionally thought of as the site of the Sermon on the Mount. And the second of our next two pieces, we actually sang, "Blessed are the pure in heart," in the place where Jesus likely said it. Amazing, amazing opportunity. So, wow. So we're going to listen to a couple of Beatitudes. We won't do all eight of them. We'd be here all night. We'll do first, "Blessed are they that mourn," and then "Blessed are the pure in heart."
Thank you.
seeing God. I just it's going to occur later on. It's not our main point for the night, but it always takes me to see the face of God. Yes. Someday we'll get there. We're going to have to change it up a little bit. The next three. Let's see. We're going to go all the way from the 1500s to just a few years ago. So first we're going to sing Benedictus qui venit in nomine Dei thing. So this comes from Psalm 113, and then it's re-echoed in the Gospels with the triumphal entry, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We'll be singing that in Latin, but now you know what it means. So we're good with that. And then from Philippians 4, all blessings come from God who has a boundless supply. According to his riches, Paul says, and my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So those are blessings.
Thank you.
actually written by a former member of the choir while he was a student here. Let's check the date again. Hold on a second. Check the date. I graduated 2 years. Sorry. He was in grad school, but yeah. One of our choir members, Michael Carney, wrote that. You'll get to hear from him one more time in our program. I warned our audience last night we're going to mix it up a little bit at this point, so it sounds a little different than the pieces before, that's why. But let's think here. Is protection from danger a blessing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got an absolutely here in the conference. Good. The rest of you go along with it. How about reassurance of comfort? Yeah. How about ability to be still and know that He is God. Is that a blessing? Yeah, okay. So that would mean Psalm 46 counts as a blessing psalm, right? Okay, you good with that? You'll let us sneak by with that one? Yeah, I kind of feel like I have to ask your permission to do that. You said you were so at this point, we're going to take our offering, and we'll have an offertory sung. Following that, we'll take about 10 minutes, maybe 8. So if you need to stretch your legs, get a little fresh air, use the restroom, etc. And then Dr. Trout, the president of Geneva College, our college president, will come and speak to us. And then we'll have, there's not going to be a test, so just warning. Then the eight bells, our double barbershop quartet, is going to come out and sing. Don't know if they're double tonight or not, but the total number is that you can count the motion. And then our grace notes, which are our ladies ensemble, and then the whole choir will come back and finish off the concert for you. Is that okay? That's our plan. Here are our performance for our offertory. Our three graduating seniors, there are several others, but these are the ones who are here tonight. Soprano Abigail Laura, here next to me, is a biblical studies major from East Liverpool, Ohio. And beside her is mezzo-soprano Rachel Miller. She's a social services major from Du Bois, Pennsylvania. And at the piano is Joel McCracken, majoring in communication design from Columbus, Indiana. They are going to perform together a duet by Jean-Philippe Rameau called Hear Us, O Savior. Thank you.
I'm here to bring you greetings from Geneva College. My name is Calvin Trout, and I'm the president of the college. And, you know, one of the fun things about getting to be with the choir is it kind of goes like this. One of the things I often, Mrs. Trout and I, or Annie, I'll often get to do is we're at sporting events and that kind of thing. And I'll have a conversation with someone who's there and say, well, who belongs to you? You know, and they'll say number 24, number 3, or... our daughter's a goalkeeper or whatever, and we'll have a conversation, and then they'll say, which one is yours? And I'll say, oh, they're all mine.
They're all mine.
And so there's a certain way in which the Genevans are all of ours, and we're old enough that we think of them, even though we say students and we're supposed to talk that way, we think about them as our kids in a certain way. We know that the congregation here, that Susanna, belongs to you in a different way than she belongs to us. And you might want to know kind of what's going on at Geneva. And so, just to give you an example, when we think about blessing, which is the theme of the concert, one of the things I learned as a student at Geneva College from our Bible professors was that in both the Greek and the Hebrew, the term that's often translated blessing means a face-to-face relationship. And so blessing is when we're able to be with someone and actually look them in the eye and share in more than just words, but have kind of a heart-to-heart. And that's the kind of relationship that God has created for us through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to see Him face-to-face rather than turn away from Him. And those are the basic options that all human beings have. We can either look into the face of Christ or look away and go away. And in the Scriptures, we see people doing both of those things. Some people decide to look to Christ and other people look away. And so another way that the Scripture talks about that face-to-face relationship is the fear of God. That when we are, and you've even heard that tonight in some of the songs, that if we live with the appropriate fear of God, that we're actually looking to Him. We're looking to Him. Rather than looking away. Well, what does that have to do with what we're looking, what we're doing at Geneva College? Well, first of all, I'd have you look at your program. And if you look at what we're singing tonight, you'll start to get a clue. If you look at the back of your program, I want you to look at the back of your program and look at the kinds of majors that are represented in the choir. Look at the kind of majors that are represented in the choir. We have people, maybe not every major, but most of the majors of Geneva College, most of the major areas, from the sciences to engineering to cybersecurity to writing and to political science, English, literature, those kinds of things. We have one person on the list there who's majoring in physics and philosophy. Okay? One of the halves of my brain can keep up with that, and the other half, Boston space, can't do math. So, but what I want you to see in the bottom right-hand corner of the back page is the college's logo. And what you'll see really summarizes the very heart of our core values, which start this way. With Christ as King and under the Scripture. So at Geneva, we understand and we've always understood that Christ was born. Christ died for our sins. Christ rose again. Christ ascended. And Christ is ruling and reigning over all peoples and all nations today. And that means that we can study all of God's creation at a Christian college like Geneva. Because we're doing everything under Christ and His work. And so when you come to a Genevan's concert, you kind of bathe yourself in God's Word. Because that's the foundation, not just for Christians, but for all good thought. All good thought starts with the Creator, who's also our Redeemer. And so those are the kinds of things we're up to. We're up to them in ways that very much have to do with face-to-face relationships with students. And so we're a small college, and students are known by name. And they learn in that kind of context. So that the Lord can really help them to be ready to go to be in the world, but not of the world. And so we're really delighted to be here. You are more interested in what they have to do than what I have to say. And so the Eight Bells are coming up. Now, I'm an alum of the Eight Bells, and the Eight Bells is the name. They really can count, even though there might not be eight on any given night. Some nights we have nine. Tonight I think we have six or seven. Who knows? But they will entertain you. So the Eight Bells will come up next.
everybody. We're the Geneva College Grace Notes, directed by Catherine Donaldson. And tonight we have two pieces for you. The first will be Psalm 5, and the second, Bright Morning Star.
Thank you.
Oh, you see.
that was nice.
Because the best part is ahead. Thank you so much for coming out. Your support is wonderful. We thank you for the offering. We thank you. So many of you are going to host us tonight, for better or for worse. You don't know what you're getting into. So thank you. Thank you very much. By doing this, by supporting it and hosting us here, you are participants in the international ministry of this choir. And not only are we filling hearts and ears with beautiful music, but you are helping to develop these young people in some amazing ways. Because we may be ministering to you, but our primary ministry is to these young folks here. So thank you very much. This choir is this year 85 years old. That's not me. I may look it, but I, 85 years of this ministry, under the map, 38 years of international touring and whatnot. So lots of wonderful opportunities. In this 85th anniversary year, we commissioned a new work to be done. We did in the 80th and in the 75th, also from Diane Whitaker, a composer from northern Indiana. She wrote a setting of the first seven verses of Psalm 145 at our request, and we are premiering it on this tour, so you have the privilege of being some of the very first ears to hear this new music, and we hope you think it's okay. Or better. Yeah. So we get to hear from 145. And this is, we turn now, if you're looking in your program, from receiving blessings to, because when we receive these things from God, we are thankful, we're grateful, and we turn and we praise Him, we exalt Him, we extol God for His wonderful works. that's not recorded yet. I mean, I understand he may be recording it, but if you want to hear some of the other choral works by Diane Whitaker, some of our recordings out there have them, so you can look for those. It's a Psalm 98 that she wrote for us back 10 years ago, and then a Psalm 95. Not sure 95 is out there yet. But anyway, you can catch the 98 as well. And speaking of contemporary composers writing for the choir, I mentioned Michael Carney before with And My God Will Supply. Our next work, Psalm 103, if I had not told you this was a student composer, you would have thought it was a major composer that we have no way of knowing. Yeah. But if you look in the program, there's a little write-up of him. There's a sketch in the bottom of one of the last pages. Yeah, you got it there. I'm tattling on him. Michael was, I don't think he was in one of your classes, but he was in one of his, and he was sketching this music while he was, instead of taking notes. So he was sketching it, and you can see his little sketch there. So Michael's at Duquesne finishing up a doctorate in communication, but he's written some beautiful pieces for us, and here is his Psalm 103.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
looks like that. I hope that fills your ears next time you think you read one of them. It exposits it like a sermon. I'm betting the next three songs you're going to know because they're not original this year. They're probably old faves, but some new arrangements of them that you will enjoy. More about different facets of God's lesson to us.
Thank you.